You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
Well, it's almost dinner time for some, probably dinner time for others, and some of you have eaten a little earlier. So we're going to talk about chicken, which does feature quite prominently in or at the dinner tables of most South Africans, most Africans, given that it is one of the most affordable forms of protein. Apparently, allegedly. But Astral Foods came out with its numbers earlier on today, and profits came in at 546.8 million rand in the 6 months to March. And this is more than double what the company reported the same time a year ago. Astral has also doubled its dividend. So good news for shareholders this time around. But in its forward guidance, where it paved the way ahead, Astral did say that factors such as poor municipal service delivery, water supply disruptions and the national load shedding were hurting its business. We've got the CEO, Chris Schutte, on the market update for more. Chris, thanks so much for your time. How are you feeling about stage four load shedding presently announced by Eskom happening today?
Good evening, Fifi. Our stage four load shedding is going to impact us negatively. Just to give you an idea, at stage two, if we have to cut down on a shift and do that shift at a later time, it's got a negative impact of almost half a million rand on our results. So if we want to try and generate electricity with diesel-driven generators, for that shift, the cost will be 430,000 rand just in diesel cost. So it is a massive negative. That's going to cost us money, and unfortunately, that is going to spill over to the consumer if we carry on at this level, because we're going to have to make alternative plans, and that's going to come at a hefty price tag. And unfortunately, you pass that on to the consumer.
Sure.
Because you cannot afford to make a loss. That will have a longer term worse impact on the consumer.
Sure. How hefty, Chris? I mean, just based on what has happened to your business in the past 6 months, where we have seen load shedding. I mean, how big is the impact on the price of chicken for consumers?
Well, to give you an indication that biggest cost drivers are raw materials, which was up significantly, and second to that is our distribution, and diesel cost, they had a massive impact with our distribution cost going up 29%. If you look at the energy basket, that makes up about 10% of our total production costs. That had a price hike of 16%. So the electricity price, diesel, gas, and coal went up significantly, and we had to recover that in the market. Mm-hmm. The impact of the load shedding during that 6 months was close on 25 million rand.
Mm-hmm. Chris,
and net impact.
Sure. It has, sure, that's quite big, but it has been quite a busy results day, and we were actually speaking with the CEO of Vodacom, Shamil Yusuf, and he indicated that with the group presently spends of its capex, 10% of capex or so on energy security, so around 1 billion rand or so, just to offset the negative effects of Eskom and load shedding. So we have heard that best case scenario, we have around 36 days of load shedding this winter. Worst case scenario, it creeps up to 101 days. I'd like to understand how you're thinking about protecting the business from this ongoing power uncertainty. How are you thinking of investing in more energy security for Astral?
Yeah, Fifi, of course, both Vodacom and myself, we're talking about a grudge purchase. So you're going to have to spend capital that could have been spent very much more efficient or effective in another area of your business to create jobs in the longer term. Now you have to spend it on being self-sufficient on both water and electricity, in especially in our Lekwa plant. We now have triggered an event to spend approximately 60-70 million on diesel generators, because solar energy is just not sufficient to run an abattoir. It's sufficient elsewhere in the business, but not on an abattoir with the electricity requirements much more than what solar can give you. So we're going to spend about 120 million rand in the Lekwa municipality area just to become self-sufficient on water and electricity. And again, you know, with paper thin margins, it's a grudge purchase, and that's a lot of money to spend on something that the government should provide. And here again, we talk about basic service delivery, and that's the buzzword in a country. And nothing is really happening, and business will become self-sufficient, and eventually that can have a negative impact on the income of municipalities.
Mm. And even the climate, Chris, I'm just interested, the increased use of diesel generators. I mean, just in this time, we were talking about doing more to be less harmful and safer on the environment and the climate. Just your thoughts there, what this does do to carbon emissions, and I suppose more broadly, your climate change strategy.
Yeah, so it swings and roundabouts. Obviously, you talk about sustainability and your carbon footprint. On the other side, we have to look after the business first. And as I said, it's not something one would like to do under normal circumstances. But to run a business in the South African rural area with a defunct municipality is not exactly normal business. You know, so that is our best solution to run that abattoir 24/7, and it comes with a price tag and a negative impact on the carbon footprint. But there are no other options up to a point in time where we can generate cleaner energy, and that's not going to come in a jiffy.
Mm-hmm. And through no fault of your own, as you are stating the case. But Chris, let's bring it back to the numbers and just what is happening in your space. You sold a whole lot more chicken. You produced a whole lot more chicken this time around as a result of the upgrade to your facilities. Talk to us about demand patterns and the current consumption patterns of poultry in the country.
So, Kiki, one of the things that Astral state in that strategy is that we will reinvest in generic growth, especially to try and make up for if there's a reduction in imports because of the higher import tariffs or anti-dumping tariffs. So from about 2018, we've reinvested all our historical profits in the business. We've created spare capacity of 16% in our processing operations, and that's about 800,000 birds per week additional. To date, we have implemented the first phase, which brings about 400,000 birds per week, and the rest of that will be done by March next year. So the positive is that the consumption of chicken is currently quite healthy. I think it's a bit of spin-off from other meat protein sources also having massive price and hikes on the back of input cost increases. So in general, we were also pleasantly surprised by the ability of the consumer to take up more chicken and at a slightly higher price. And we think that this basic social grant has played a positive role in the consumption of chicken, and we trust that will be in place for quite a while.
I mean, I suppose also the reopening of restaurants and things going back to a normal there, with people going out to eat again, feeling comfortable to do so, also helped your poultry sales in the period. But Chris, you made reference to the possibility of a reduction in anti-dumping tariffs, and we know the story regarding the importers knocking on the doors of the authorities for that to happen. They say that they can't afford the local prices. So can you talk to me about that reduction that you made reference to? Is that what you're hearing on the ground? Is that a possible eventuality?
Yeah, I think it's a very opportunistic effort by the Importers Association. Chicken is still the cheapest source of protein and the best value proposition for the consumer. Prices is one thing, but one should look at the margin. Our margin on chicken selling broilers is only just about 4%. In the comparative period, it was negative. So with the price increases of raw materials, we had to try and recover it. And we had one or two price increases,
right,
but it's still in line with the general food basket inflation, slightly higher over the past 6 months.
Okay.
But we're taking up the volumes, and I think the importers are currently just opportunistic in that argument. And it's not about imports, it's about dumping.
All right, Chris, unfortunately, we'll have to leave it there. So that was the CEO of Astral Foods, Chris Skitter, just talking to the numbers. And that wraps up the market update for today. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll be back with you tomorrow. Now, time for your news at SAFM.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM market update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.